Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. The video you're going to watch is a video that I filmed a number of years ago with my wife when Cindy and I went out to one of Michael Ellis's courses that he taught at his school back then. And it's a video of Michael talking about how handlers can control their dog during healing by giving him head signals, teaching him when you're going to turn. And I'm going to let it speak for itself because you're going to see Cindy working with her dog, her young Malinois named Rush. And to tell you how old this video is, Rush passed away here a year or so ago, and he was 13 or 14 years old, one of the best dogs that Cindy and I have ever been around. If you like the information in the video, we put it in a course called Sports Skills Masterclass with Michael Ellis, and it's about a 20-hour video, or about a 20-hour online course, and we're going to put the web address at the end of this video so you can go and read about it, and it's priced reasonably.
So we're going to talk about turns and the mechanics of turns now, okay? So there's a couple of things we do. The complicated turn is the left turn for sure, right? So the right turn is the dog just more or less keeps following you, and you need to let the dog know that you're going to go to the right. But they just maintain the same position as I go. And we cue our dogs for turns with our head, right? So when I'm going to turn to the right, I turn my head to the right, and then I step and turn to the right, and they follow, right? So I step off with my right foot after I do that. So here's the dog next to me as I'm healing, and I do them stationary first, and then we do them moving. But the dog's in heel position. If I was going to turn right, I'd turn my head, and then I'd step this way and tell the dog to come. When the dog came with me, I'd reward the dog. So it's simply like that. And we exaggerate that head turn cue in training. So I'm going to really go, like, I'm going to make it really obvious that I pop my head one direction and then my leg went that way. And then we'll minimize it as we go. So as we go forward, then I'll turn my head much more subtly. And I just basically look the direction I'm going to turn. So as I'm healing, I'll start to go that way, and then my body will follow it around. And that gives the dog the time to say, hey, you're about to go that way, and then they just stay with your leg. So the right turn is pretty straightforward. I start with the dog here, I look to the right, I step off, tell the dog to heel, the dog comes, and I reward the dog. So I step off with my right foot so the dog can be with this leg, they come with that leg, and bang, they're right there, and we reward them. And the rights tend to be relatively easy, especially since we've taught our dogs to be up here pushing us, watching us. That's an easy one. The mechanics of the left turn are significantly more difficult, because the dog has two physical actions that they have to perform. One is they have to back up to get out of your way, and two is they have to swing their rear end, like we were talking about yesterday when we had the dogs on the tubs and we were teaching them to pivot, right? They have to swing their rear end to come back in line with you, because they're going this way, and by the time I've turned this way, they have to get back and their rear end has to swing in line with me. So it's two motions on their part and it's much more difficult. But we teach it as a combination of backing and swinging the rear end. Good. Good. So it would be the same thing. Just go ahead and then we'll show you what in moving. So you're past that point. So as she goes and walks, all she'll do is kind of lead him when she makes her left turns with her head, right? So when she gets to a spot and she wants to turn, she'll lead with her head and then make the dog get out of the way just like that, right? So, and she can exaggerate it in the initial stages of training, and then she'll round it off as she goes. But you notice when she first does it, good, a little head turn, and the dog knows which direction you're going. Good. And you can see the dogs know how to swing their bodies and stay in line. And again, he for the sport that she's doing, this is much better healing than you'll normally see in ring sport dogs, right? Most people don't teach their dogs to heal that well. But you see the light touching on her leg? That's a result of all the contact healing stuff that we do, right? And those lines get a little bit blurred, but there would be no deduction in ring sport for that, right? But if you went into an AKC ring, that little bit of crowding, you'll get dinged for, right? So, but for us, it's not worth fighting with them over it, because you won't be penalized, and his healing is obviously attentive and pretty. He has good position. That stuff's all nice, that stays focused, but he is lightly touching her. And that's one of those bleed over areas that we talked about, where once the dogs learn, if you're not super vigilant, they start touching you a little bit, and as they come up and drive, that touching a little bit becomes a little bit stronger touching sometimes. And you can see when he gets really excited, he leans on her just a little bit more, even in the healing.
He kind of puts his butt behind me, even likely over.
Well, especially if you're making lots of left turns, right? So one of the things, and it's that same thing, is he's sensitive to your head turns. Yep. So a lot of times you're looking down there to see what he's doing, and you're pushing him back behind you, right? So he's beautifully aware of her head movements, which is great, and it can make a blessing and a curse, right? So this is a perfect example of that same kind of thing, where the dog definitely knows. Good, excellent. And then you see an about turn like that is simply two left turns, right? So as she goes, she turns her head, do another left about, right? So as she goes, she'll turn her head and then she'll sort of pivot her feet in place, right? So hers is a little bit U-turny, which is fine for ring sport. In AKC, the way lots of people teach it is like a three-point teed kind of turn, right? Where as they go, they kind of step this way in front of the other foot, they bring it around and like that, right? So they sort of stay in spot and pivot in place in that one spot. Hers is just very slightly U'd like this, so she makes just a little bit of a U, but for ring, again, that's totally fine. You don't have to do the kind of right in place about turn in ring sport. You can U around things. But if you were going to do Schutzhund or AKC obedience, they want you not to make a U, even a small U. So people either do this and they pivot right around in place, or more people, because it's very hard for your dog to get their rear end around that fast if you pivot quickly, is do the kind of three-step AKC style turn, where when you step off, you step this way and this way and this way as you come around. So you make a like T with your feet, and or almost T depending on how flexible your legs are. Right? And you just kind of make that. So that way your feet keep moving through the turn, but you're not making a U. You pivot right in place and come back.
I can't do it. I mean, I can't even walk up to
it's funky, body. Yeah. Like I don't like doing them either, but you can you just have to, if you're gonna do them for AKC and stuff, you practice a whole bunch without your dog. You just walk and you kind of do this. And you step off and you make these short steps, right? And what you want to do is try to make the steps in the turn shorter steps so the dog's body has a chance to get around, but your feet don't stop moving. So it doesn't look like you go pause and wait for the dog to catch up and then walk again. You actually keep your feet moving. So this step's kind of short and then I'm back to normal walking again. And if I've done that, and it's something like a lot of the footwork for that kind of stuff, it's better to practice without your dog. Just walk until you can do it at a normal healing pace, because you'll trip otherwise. Be like, excuse me. Right. But hers are nice and tight and totally beyond acceptable for ring, right? So what you're seeing here, like they are very lax about it. They like consistent position in the dog, but they like this level of focus and animation and turning their body and straightness in the sits and stuff, they don't pay any attention to. It's kind of unfortunate for for a member of the healing club. It's unfortunate, but
are we all done?
Yeah, cool, okay. Beautiful.